The Print has an exciting announcement. We have launched the Print School of Journalism, an exclusive 3-month course where you can learn from India's finest award-winning journalists and get the chance to interact with our founder editor, Shekhar Gupta.
It'll be a great hands-on learning experience. Visit school.theprint.in and apply. Click the link below in the description.
Hello and welcome to The Print AM. This is Moshumi Das Gupta, Deputy Editor with The Print, and today I'll tell you about the key highlights of the Congress's 2024 manifesto that was released Friday. From a new version of NYAY, the Social Security Scheme for the Poor, to their own version of the Uniform Civil Code, from conducting a caste census to lifting the cap on 50% reservation, and immediate removal of the current Manipur government. These are among the top 15 promises that India's principal opposition party, Congress, has made in its parliamentary election manifesto. Let me tell you about the 15 most important promises in the manifesto. The Congress has promised that the party will launch a Mahalakshmi scheme wherein every poor Indian family will be provided rupees 1 lakh per year as an unconditional cash transfer. The poor will be identified from among the families in the bottom of the income pyramid. The amount will be directly transferred to the bank account of the oldest woman of the household. In the absence of a woman, it will be sent to the account of the oldest member of the family. The scheme will be rolled out in stages and reviewed every year to assess the number of beneficiary families and its impact on alleviating poverty. This is a modified version of the Nyuntam Yojana that the Congress had announced in its 2019 manifesto when it promised to transfer 72,000 rupees per year to the poorest 20% of all Indian families, irrespective of gender. The Congress manifesto also promises to encourage the reform of personal laws. Such changes, the manifesto said, must be undertaken with the participation and consent of the communities concerned. The manifesto refrained from mentioning what the reforms would be, but said all laws and rules that unreasonably interfered with personal freedom would be repealed. The opposition party will also not interfere with the personal choices of food and dress, to love and marry, or to travel and reside in any part of India. The BJP, in its 2019 manifesto, promised to draft a uniform civil code to protect rights of all women. Though the party could not bring UCC during its 5-year term, BJP-ruled Uttarakhand brought a law on UCC earlier this year. The Congress has promised that cases against all accused of corruption who joined the BJP and were allowed to escape the law will be reviewed and investigated. The Congress had coined the washing machine analogy to refer to leaders with corruption charges who have left the party to join the BJP. Besides, the party has said it would ensure the police, investigation and intelligence agencies will function strictly in accordance with the law. They will be brought under the oversight of Parliament or the state legislatures, as the case may be. The Congress has promised to pass a constitutional amendment to raise the 50% cap on reservation for SC, ST and OBC. The reservation of 10% in jobs and educational institutions for economically weaker sections would also be implemented for all castes and communities without discrimination. The Congress has also promised to fast-track the enforcement of one-third reservation for women in Lok Sabha and assemblies in 2029 and 2025. To do so, it plans to scrap the sinister provision of the Women's Reservation Law passed by Parliament last year that allows a 33% reservation for women to come into operation only after 2029. Besides, half of central government jobs will be reserved for women starting in 2025. The Congress also said that it will ensure that areas where Indian and Chinese armies patrolled in the past would again be accessible to the country's soldiers. The Congress has said it would also immediately remove the present state government in Manipur if it comes to power and heal wounds between the Métis and Kukis, the two ethnic communities that have been fighting since May 2023. The party will also appoint a reconciliation commission to bring about a political and administrative settlement that will be satisfactory to all the people of the state. The Congress also promised immediate restoration of full statehood to Jammu and Kashmir. It also promised to amend the 6th schedule of the constitution to include the tribal areas of Ladakh. Besides, the Congress has said in its manifesto that it will amend the 10th schedule of the constitution and make defection an automatic disqualification of the membership in assembly or parliament. The Congress manifesto also promises to bring back the erstwhile planning commission. The 65-year-old federal think tank was the first institution that was disbanded by the BJP-led NDA government just 8 months after it came to power in 2014. It was replaced by the Niti Aayog. To empower youth and reap the benefit of India's demographic dividend, the Congress has guaranteed a new Right to Apprenticeship Act, which will provide a one-year apprenticeship with a private or public sector company to every diploma holder or college graduate below the age of 25. Apprentices will get rupees 1 lakh a year. The apprenticeship will impart skills, enhance employability, and provide full-time job opportunities for millions of youth. Congress vowed to conduct a nationwide socio-economic and caste census to enumerate the castes and subcastes and the socio-economic conditions. Based on the data, the party has promised to strengthen the agenda for affirmative action. On the education front, the Congress manifesto says that the National Entrance Cum Eligibility Test, the single entrance test for students appearing for MBBS and BDS exam, and the Common University Entrance Test would be revisited by the party and made optional for state governments to adopt these examinations for admission or conduct their own. This would be subject to meeting the prescribed standards to state-funded and state-approved higher educational institutions. The Congress has also promised universal healthcare with cashless insurance of up to rupees 25 lakh. This, the manifesto said, would be on the lines of the Rajasthan model of cashless insurance. Primary health centers would be upgraded according to the Indian public health standard norms, and diagnostics would be added in each primary health center. The Congress said it would scrap the Dipat scheme and return to the normal recruitment processes followed by the Army, Navy and Air Force that guaranteed economic and social security for our soldiers. The Congress will establish the National Judicial Commission in consultation with the Supreme Court and the Chief Justices of High Courts. The composition of the NGC would be decided in consultation with the top court. The NGC will be responsible for the selection and appointment of judges of high courts and the Supreme Court, the manifesto said. That is all for now. Thank you for joining The Print. Do visit our site again for yet another episode of The Print AM tomorrow. Thank you.